Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Your Knicks last night, they beat the Pistons, so be it. You expected that, but who expected this?
DiVincenzo, three-pointer. Puts it in! There it is! Now he's tied the record. Well, that one's official.
And that one is official. Mike Breen with the 10th three of the night for Dante DiVincenzo. He would then get his 11th. Knicks win 124-99. He surpasses J.R. Smith and Evan Fournier. We were both tied for
two legends. Knicks legends.
I know. Fournier, who's on the Pistons now, as a matter of fact, had 14 or 15 points last night.
I mean,
night.
Really, to do that in front of another legend, I mean, it was meant to be to have Fournier in the building for that, you know?
That's exactly right.
But you know, it was great, though. They led start to finish, and I think Breen was talking about last night how the Knicks lead the league in start to finish victories where, you know, they never relinquish the lead. I think they have 12 of those now. And, you know, that's what you're supposed to do to bad teams. You're supposed to go out there and just go after them. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did. I'm telling you, there's something about this Villanova heart. There's really something about these Villanova kids,
man. Yeah, but I agree, but that heart's going to need Ananobi and Randall in the postseason because
I agree
these,
too,
teams are, these teams are. They're better than we're giving them credit for, especially the Orlando Magic. And right now, the Magic have had the Knicks number the entire year. Yeah. And if
not the last time they played. Not if the last time
right.
they played.
Okay, yes.
But that's who they would play.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just get these guys healthy.
Of course,
get them out there.
We want all the guys healthy, just like we want Ryan Lindgren and Jacob Trouba for the Rangers to be healthy.
Yeah.
But and I got to say, from a Knick and Ranger fans' perspective, the Garden hasn't been this alive for a long, long time for both fan bases, which are probably rooting for each other. And the Garden's on fire right now, man. This is like, I don't want to compare it to 94, but these regular seasons have been terrific and have been entertaining.
And it comes through, like on TV.
Yes.
The energy of the building comes through. So,
and tonight we got the Flyers.
Yes.
Here Sons was of bitches.
And John
Torts,
Tortorella coming Torts back in.
Screaming at Torts.
And here was Tibbs reacting to the 11 made threes by DiVincenzo.
Impressive, you know, and he's been doing it all year. And so I thought his teammates helped create good shots for him. He knocked them down. Played hard the whole game.
Ah, but as DiVincenzo says on MSG after the game, his teammates could have done a little better.
I mean, if Jalen passed the ball more, I could have had probably 15 of them tonight. But everybody was so selfish. Everybody was playing for one another. It was a fun game to be a part of.
And that's Jalen Brunson, who had 28
They've been
points
busting each other's chops for about, what, 8-9 years now?
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you, too, we talk about the land of podcasts. To me, YouTube is not podcasting. They're shows that
yes.
these guys do. The Brunson Hart one
yep.
is another one that's really well done. I watched it. I didn't see all of it, but I watched about half of it with Julius Randle sitting there with them. I guess they released it last week. It's just really well done. You can see how close these guys
so
are.
So who's producing all this stuff?
I don't know. I do not know. Even like
Tom Izzo. He's actually been over there,
no,
too.
No, I mean, is like MSG doing all this?
I don't know. Like the Patrick Beverly one, well done. Very well put
that's
together.
That's Barstool.
I didn't realize that's a Barstool production. But you watch all these guys have their own podcasts, their shows, and they look like they could be put on TV at any moment.
Kind of like us.
Kind of like us.
Yes, we look like we could be on TV every day.
Yes, we could.
Yes.
We look good there, yes. Here was Monty Williams. So how about DiVincenzo? Man, 11 threes.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
So the media runs to, I guess it was to Josh Hart, and reads Hart what he said about not wanting to be a part, didn't care for those last couple. I'm not going to play it because you can't hear him, but Hart basically says, then stop us. If you don't like it so much, then stop us.
You know, I mean, that's always the sentiment. You know, when do you stop playing?
You don't. They're pros.
You can't stop playing because you get hurt.
That's exactly right.
That's usually what happens. I was thinking, you know, get these guys out of the game. You know, put the other guys in. Let the other guys have some time. Come on, Tibbs. Let some of these guys rest a little bit.
Hart, by the way, a triple-double, 11, 14, and 10 assists. New York remains a half game behind Cleveland for third because they beat the Hornets 115-92. Full game now ahead of Orlando, who did not play last night, as they sit there in, I guess it's fifth place or sixth place, whatever it is.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.